Maybe I've been here before. I know this room. I walk this floor.
Canadian singer-songwriter Leonard Cohen was born on this date in 1934 in Montreal. Already established as a poet and novelist, Cohen became interested in the Greenwich Village folk scene while living in New York City during the mid-1960s. He began setting his poems to music, and in 1967, Judy Collins recorded two of his songs, Suzanne and Dress Rehearsal Rag. That same year, Cohen began performing in public. By the end of 1967, he had recorded the album The Songs of Leonard Cohen, which included Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye. That album was followed by Songs from a Room and Songs of Love and Hate. Though some did not care for Cohen's baritone voice and deadpan delivery, he mostly enjoyed critical and commercial success. His career then took a decided turn for the worse with the release of the album Death of a Ladies Man. For most of the 1980s, Cohen was out of favor, but his 1988 album I'm Your Man included the club hits First We Take Manhattan and Everybody Knows, and introduced his songwriting to a new generation. After releasing The Future in 1992, he retired to a Buddhist monastery outside of Los Angeles. He emerged in 1999 and returned to the studio, producing 10 new songs and Dear Heather. In 2005, Cohen discovered his business manager had embezzled some $5 million from his savings, virtually wiping out his retirement fund. While he won a $7.9 million judgment against her the following year, Cohen was unable to recover the money, and he embarked on a concert tour, his first in 15 years, in 2008, to rebuild his finances. One performance from that tour was recorded for the two-disc set Live in London. In 2008, Cohen was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and in 2010, he was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The first Daisy Airgun Museum was dedicated on this date in 1966. The museum consisted of six upright cases and two flat display cases housing antique airguns from Europe, as well as an excellent representation of Daisy Manufacturing's product dating to the 1880s. The current Daisy Airgun Museum in historic downtown Rogers attracts visitors from all over the world, due in part to the popularity of the Daisy BB gun that was once a staple of childhood in America. People visit in order to experience Daisy's history and to buy unique collectibles and souvenirs.
Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
On this date in 1897, the New York Sun ran an editorial that answered a question from 8-year-old Virginia O'Hanlon, is there a Santa Claus? For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.